Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Mulder. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Glenn Mulder. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreaux covering, and Michaels is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. Judnick moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley is 0 for 1 in the game. Filley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Filley. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. Feller bunts in front of the plate. Weigel fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tipton scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 1 in the game. Weigel hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tipton is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. Hodgin moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball towards right field. Dobie fields the ball and throws to first. Robinson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Robinson. Michaels scores. Hodgin moves to third. Baker moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright is walked intentionally. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-2 in the game. Weigel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgin scores. Baker scores. Wright moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Weigel moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards right. Wright catches it and throws to Callaway, who relays to Michaels, who tags Dobie for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson bunts towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Weigel settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Weigel. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Weigel hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.